Perek of Tanai, Mishnah Dalet. Hamoylech, Chitim, Atoich, and Kutim, Atoich, and Amoris, Lechaskotim, Lamaisis, and Lashvir. We're talking about a person who brought his grain, which he already took off Trumas and Maisis from, and let's say they're not from Shemitah, and he gave it over to an Amoris, or a Kutim, who originally had a status of an Amoris also, nowadays a Kutim has a status of a Goy, because it was found that these Kutim did not have the proper intentions in their Gavis. And they continue to worship Avodah Zarah. In any event, if he gave over his grain to be milled by an Amoris, he does not have to be concerned that the miller exchanged the grain that he gave with the other grain, and therefore it's the same status. If you gave him something which you already took out of Maishas, it was not from Shemitah, he assumes the same grain. So, if you gave it over to a miller who was a Goy, you have to be concerned that he exchanged it with another Jew's produce, and therefore it is the Mai. Because maybe it was exchanged with Amoritz as produce. Hamafke peres etalav to Amoritz. Now we're not talking about when he gave to a miller, but he just gave it to someone to watch for him. So he put it in the goy's house. I'm sorry, in this case, not the goy's house. He put it in the Amoritz's house. Then becheskot l'maishel shvi. It's the same thing. Not only if you're giving over to somebody whose business is to mill flour, which is going to be very careful not to exchange it, because that could affect his panosis, of course. Even if you give it to somebody just as a deposit, also, you don't have to be concerned that Amoritz will exchange it. We assume that Amoritz will not exchange something if it has really no benefit from it, just moving what's in it. So therefore, it's mechaskos on the life of the shviz. It's a lochik kepei rosef. But if you get a deposit by a goy, you have to exchange it. The goy exchanged it with his payers. We pass him that the payers of a goy are further from Maitre, so therefore, there's really no problem as long as you took off Trumas and Maizes. The only Shashis that exchanged it with his pay, it would also be part of, from Maizes. If you know that the guy has payers that are chayv in Maizes for some reason, then you would have to be concerned. Rabbi Shimon Amid Demai. Rabbi Shimon says even if you know the guy's payers are part of him Trumas and Maizes, it's still a Shash of Demai. Maybe an Amoritz deposited his payers by this guy, and the guy switching your payers with Amoritz's payers.